Let's begin with just a Pashat Kasha. This is a Kasha for Hasidim and Litvishers alike. You have to be able to ask this Kasha. The Gemara says a very interesting comment about Nir Chanukah. The Gemara says that it's Asa Lahartso Sama'os Keneged Nir Chanukah. One is not allowed to count money using the light of Nir Chanukah to do so. And the Gemara wonders as to the reason for this. And as a first response, in wonderment, the Gemara makes a comment, V'chi Nir Kedusha Yesh Ba? Does the Nir of Chanukah have a Kedusha which wouldn't permit us to use it to count Maos? And then the Gemara throws into the mix Kisi Hadam, that there's an Isser to use Kisi Hadam, to which the Gemara says the source of this halacha comes from Bizui, the Indian of Bizui mitzvahs, not really because of the Tzad Kedusha. And the Gemara makes a comment, V'chi Dam Kedusha Yesh Ba? As if we're making a comparison now between Ner Chanukah and Dam, as if it wasn't unexpected to say V'chi Ner Kedusha Yesh Ba, that the Gemara now goes ahead and compares it to Dam out of all things. V'chi Dam Kedusha Yesh Ba. The same expression used by Ner Chanukah we used by Dam. So the Gemara seemingly is suggesting that this is in fact true. V'chi Ner Kedusha Yesh Ba. Is there in fact Kedusha to the Ner Chanukah? What's puzzling is that, and this is the kasha, we say every time we're malik the Ner Chanukah, we say Haneros Halalu Kodesh Heim Bein Lanu Rishus Lishtamash Behem Elo Liraisim Vavad. So I think this is a question for all Jews alike. Hatu Miyashev, the Gemara which seems to conclude V'chi Ner Kedusha Yesh Ba, that which we say Haneros Halalu Kodesh Heim. What's even more interesting is that when we begin to light the Ner Chanukah, we say this paragraph of Haneros Halalu, and we begin by saying Haneros Halalu Anu Matlikim Alanisiv Alaniflos. It's only later, as we continue on through reciting the Haneros Halalu, that we come to the point where we say Haneros Halalu Kodesh Hashem Hinan Rishol Shestam Hashem Alarisim Bavad. But we begin by calling them Stam there. Haneros Halalu Anu Matlikim. Why do we light them? Alanisim Valhaniflos, because Hashem, it's an oath and a siman that you've done so many wondrous things for us. Only later on do we finally admit Haneiro Salalu Kaideshem Vilan Rishal Shamashbahem. So we say two times Haneiro Salalu, the first time it doesn't say anything about the Kedusha, only the second time it mentions the Kedusha. How do we understand this? And lastly, we find by Halakas Ne'er Chanukah in the beginning of Pashas Behalaischa, the very first Halakas Ne'er Menorah, Donai the Aaron HaKohen, which the Ramban famously says is a remez lezecher l'chol adayra is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Shelcha kayem es la'olam, as is well known. So it says, Vayas ken aharen, Rashi comments, Mulamed shivcha shel aharen sheleshina. That Aaron was not mishana, he didn't change. And all the mafreshim wonder, what does it mean? This is the shevach of Aaron, that he did what he was told to do? He always did what he was told to do. What does it mean, Shivcha Shel Aaron Shel Eshina? So before we begin, we know, and we've mentioned before, and the Sfar Makdashim tell us, that each of the Ushpizin, who are considered to be Avos, in their own sense, correspond to Yomim Tovim. Avraham is, of course, Keneged Pesach, and Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. David HaMelech is Purim, and the lot of Yosef HaTzadik is that of Chanukah. We read about Yosef in these parshios. The Shlach HaKadosh tells us that all the parshios correspond to the Zman. This is the Zman about reading about Yosef, and as the Sfarim point out, the inyan of Yosef Hura Mitzrayimah, Yosef's going down into Mitzrayim, being sold to go down into Mitzrayim, is a manifestation of Ner Chanukah, that Yosef is that Ner, which goes down into Mitzrayim, into the places, Lamata Miyasara, to illuminate them with the light of Hashem Yisbarach, this is the inyan of Pesumei Nisa, to extend the Kedusha even to the Makomos Hayoyser Rechaikim. What's interesting about Yosef, we have to ask ourselves, what gives Yosef the ability to cross these boundaries, to enter into the Makomos HaChoshech, to illuminate them with Kedusha? Yosef was not only, did he find entry into Mitzrayim, but he was Niskabel, like Shemen, he rose to the top. Even Paro wasn't able to be Makir. The real intention of Yosef in everything which he did. Had he understood and known the real intentions of Yosef, he would have thrown him out right away. He would have never have allowed him to become Mishnah L'Melech. Yosef, as soon as he became king, or viceroy, he began preparing for this Re'ev, and he took away all the possessions of the Mitzrim. By doing so, he sent them into their own personal goluses. He literally turned the country upside down. And by doing so, he was able to coerce them against their will to have Bris Milah, which is all a ways of injecting or behind the scenes covertly. What he wanted to do was to transform Eretz Mitzrayim into being Eretz Yisrael. This is the whole secret of Goshna. Goshna, Chazal say, the Rishonim say, it was actually a strip of Eretz Yisrael which was in Eretz Mitzrayim, or was an attempt to uplift Tumas Mitzrayim into being Taharas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Yosef was like a secret agent in Mitzrayim. Not even Paro and all of his Kishuf was able to be Margish Dinyan of Yosef Atzal. And this goes back to the Mahalach of Yosef HaTzadik, which we need to understand that every single Tzadik has a Mahalach in Kedusha. He has a Derech in Avodas Hashem. And Yosef's was very unique, to the point that even the brothers, the holy brothers, weren't able to be Margish and to understand the Derech of Yosef HaTzadik. When we speak about Tzadik Nistar, Yosef HaTzadik took the concept of Tzadik Nistar into a whole new place. It's one thing for a person to be a tzaddik nisr in a classical sense, that we see that he comes to shul and he davens like everybody else, and he learns Torah like everybody else, and he does chesed, and he's with kaim all the mitzvot Torah. Yet nobody knows the true extent of how this person is an oyved Hashem. That would be somebody who we should say about him, he's a tzaddik nisr. But to have such a tzaddik nisr, that he's so nisr, ad kedei kach, that you should think about him that he's mamish a Rasha? This is a very unexpected, very rare that we find such people. And Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal said that he was mesalsel besaroi, that he did things which were so unusual, that he was malshin lashon hara about the brothers in front of Yaakov, and Yaakov was the peak of MS, the Amud HaMS, that he was Makabal, this Lashon Hara from Yosef, that he would listen to such things. Yosef was not just your conventional hidden tzaddik. Yosef was considered to be a hidden tzaddik to such a degree that he was hidden a kisui agabe kisui. Like the Pasuk says, that one of the only times that the Torah itself speaks Divrei Nevuah is when it says, Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Sefer Devarim, that he foretells that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us to a time in history of Anechi Haster Aster Panamikem. Of course, which we know, this is the root of Esther. Esther Minat Torah Minayin. Esther herself was also a very hidden person. She pretended to be not just concealed her tzidkas, but she pretended to be a Rasha in the house of Achashverosh. When she was making parties together with Achashverosh, Chazal says she did that in order that Klal Yisrael should think, Achus Lena Beis HaMelech, that they shouldn't rely on her, that they should think that she forgotten her ways. And this idea of Anechi Hastir Aster Pana, the double lashon of Hastir Aster, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh already tells us that in the times before Mashiach, not only will there be a concealment of Hashem's face, that the Yidden will know that Hashem is there, yet just think that he's hiding himself. That's called one Hester. But a double Hester implies that Hashem will hide himself so much that the Jewish people may think, and for sure the Goyim will think, that there is no God at all. Like Rabbi Nachman said 300 years ago, he said, I'm going to tell you a big chiddush, which you won't believe. That in the times preceding the times of Mashiach, soon enough there will begin a tkufa where people will be kofar in the Metzias of Hashem Yisbarach. And in his times that was a big chiddush because everybody agreed and acknowledged the fact that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. That there was a God in the world. The concept of a God goes back to the beginning of time. The musik of a kofar is only a recent invention. People said things, such things. And where did that come about? How so? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world a new giloy, a new concealment, a new layer to conceal himself in called Anoichi Haster Aser Panai. Not only one Hester, but a Hester Al Gavi Hester. Not just that Hashem should conceal himself, but Ad Kedei Kach, that one should think that it should be possible to even conjure the fact that there should not be a Ribbono Shel Olam Allah. And this was the tzidkus of Yosef HaTzadik, that he was able to conceal himself to such an extent, not only that he should be a hidden tzaddik, that the Achim, the holy brothers, the Shvatim HaKdoshim, they would have been able to detect that Yosef was unique had he been just a hidden tzaddik degree one. But a hidden tzaddik degree two, on the daiga of Hanoichi Aster Aster Panai, even the brothers were fooled into thinking that Yosef was really a Rasha, when in fact he was a tzaddik ba'if and anoichi haster aster panim mikem. That he was emulating the ways of Hashem Yisbarach, that which it says, anoichi haster aster panim. When Yosef came down to Mitzrayim, and he was able to succeed in Mitzrayim, because he was a hidden tzaddik, and even the biggest Rashas, but the biggest tumas were not able to detect the tzidkas of Yosef, because he had levushim al gabi levushim to conceal his tzidkas. When he comes into Mitzrayim and he's crowned and he receives the name Yosef, Hatzadik is now tzofnas paneach, and he's dressed up in the royal garbs of Mitzrayim, in the bigdei pishtam and in the revid hazav al tzavaroi, and the brothers come before him. Veheim lehikiruhu, and they don't recognize him. And so finally in this week's parasha, Yosef reveals himself and he says, Ani Yosef. Ha'oida v'choy. Chazal tell us that the brothers, they died on the spot and they had a tchias ha'mesim. It wasn't just Rabbi Yisai, the shock in seeing that they had been duped by Yosef, thinking all along that he was just some viceroy of Mitzrayim. The teichecha of Yosef, which Chazal says in the Medrash, that this teichecha is akin to the teichecha that Hashem will be mochiach b'nei Yisrael and the whole world in the times of Mashiach, when Hashem will say, Ani Hashem, is that the brothers realize at this moment that all along, from the very beginning, they didn't know who Yosef was. And the teichecha of Yosef to the brothers was that in the same way now that you see me as Tzofnas Paneach, and you think that I'm the biggest Rasha who's causing you such Gehenim, by causing it to go back and to bring Minyamim and taking away Shimon and playing mind games with you. As if I'm the one who created this matzav of Tumas Eretz Mitzrayim. Now you see all along that in the same way that I was able to pull a veil over your eyes into thinking that I, Yosef, am really some Rasha who is the leader of Mitzrayim, so too in the house of my father I was able to do the same thing. That just like I'm a tzaddik haster aster here in Mitzrayim, I was a tzaddik haster aster then. Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai, is my father still alive? That even in the house of my father I did such things with you. But instead of being deep people, and being able to see my intentions, that my Lashon Hara really wasn't real Lashon Hara. And my Mesal Sabasara wasn't a real Mesal Sabasara. That these were all hidden pu'udas of a tzaddik nister haster mitoich aster. This is a teichecha which goes back many tens of years that he was being mechiach them. And the reason why Yosef was able to be matziach Mitzrayim is gufa because he was able to wear, to be malbish himself in levushim of a rasha, in levushim of a Mitzrayim. And this was really when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us Vayashilum, that they borrowed the clothes of the Mitzrim. And they wore the clothes of the Mitzrim. Part of this is to suggest that in the same way that they went into Mitzrayim, because Yosef took him there, by wearing the levushim of Mitzrayim, so too when they emerged from Mitzrayim. And Yosef, just like he led them into Mitzrayim, he led them out, that they followed the Aron Shal Yosef out of Mitzrayim. Nas mipnei nas, that they followed the Aron of Yosef throughout the Midbar. So too they left as a simin to the tzidkos of Yosef. Al derech borach ata bevoyecha, borach ata b'tzeisecha, that they left with this bracha of Yosef. Vayashilum, they were dressed up in the clothes of the Mitzrayim as a sign that it was the koyach of the kedusha of Yosef, alei shur, which was taking them out of Mitzrayim. The madriga of Yosef is very different than the mahalach of Yaakov. Yaakov is called an ishtam. And the inyan of tmimus is exactly what you see, is exactly what you get. And the way that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim was the very same way that Yosef, it was extremely opposite, excuse me, of the way that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. Yosef went down b'levushim al gabi levushim. Yaakov went down b'asher husham. In a certain sense, Yaakov was able to come down to Mitzrayim, and everybody was able to be makir, the yelokus, the godliness of Yaakov Avinu. Of which Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu was karal Yaakov keil. That Yaakov reached a certain state of divinity, a state of yelokus, that Hashem bestowed upon him. And even Paro was able to realize that about Yaakov. That as soon as he sees Yaakov, he says about him, Kama yimei shnei chayecha, that your face is an ancient face. This is the face of Adam Harishon. How old are you? And as soon as Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, he wiped away the famine, l'ragloi. There was no more famine. And Paro was mechabed him tremendously. And Yaakov was afraid of being buried in Mitzrayim, lest they make them into a god. Everybody was able to see the godliness of Yaakov. This is the opposite of Yosef HaTzadik coming down to Mitzrayim. And this difference between Yaakov and Yosef is the difference between the Ner Shamish and the Ner of Ner Chanukah. That of the Ner Chanukah, Chazal, the Tzvar Magdashim tell us that the Shamish has an even higher Kedusha than that of the Ner Chanukah. That's how the Tzvar Mamirames, I think it's the Maharil, Srafim Oimdim Mima'aloi. The Srafim is a remez to a saf, to a Saraf, to a Ner, which is Oimin Mima'al, that stands above and higher than Loi, than the Lamed Vav Neris. The fact that the Ner Shamish stands high and proud and above the Lamed Vav Neiros indicates that it has a higher level of Kedusha, which is seemingly odd, because if it's a higher level of Kedusha, then why is it that we have no Hanah from the Ner Chanukah, but we can have a Hanah from the Ner of the Shamish? But this is Gufa the Inyan, that Yaakov was such a Kedusha, and the Ner Shamish is such a Kedusha, that using the Ner Shamish doesn't make it Chol. The fact that you could be Mishtamish Ba, and it doesn't lose its Kedusha, is testimony that it has such a Kedusha that there's nothing which can be Mechal its Kedusha, even if you're Mishtamish with it, you can't be Mechal its Kedusha. This is the Ner of Yaakov. Yaakov is called the Shamish. Chazal say that when Yosef had his dreams about the brothers bowing down to the Shemesh V'Yareach, Chazal say that the Shemesh is a remez to Yaakov. And Yaakov made such a comment, he's mispoiled about Yosef, and he says, who told him that my name is Shemesh? How does Yosef know that I am the Shamish? Yaakov is the Shamish, which is Madlik. Yosef HaTzadik, that the Beis Yaakov is Eish and the Beis Yosef is Lahava, that the whole koyach that Yosef was able to be Matzliach in Mitzrayim because he was Nidlak al Yedei Yaakov, that he took wherever he went with him the Kedush of Yaakov. But Yosef himself was not like Yaakov, that Yaakov was kim'at immune to the tum of Mitzrayim. That Yaakov lived such good years, v'ayichi Yaakov beretz Mitzrayim, that he had years like Olam Habadik years in Mitzrayim. That to Yaakov it doesn't matter where he settled, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Mitzrayim, that he was immune because of his gila yelikos. Everybody was nichna to the kedusha of Yaakov. But Yosef was not. Yosef was not on the madriga, and he had to therefore conceal himself. And this is the difference between the Shamish and the Ner Chanukah. The Shamish being the Darga of Yaakov, and the Neris Chanukah being the Kedusha of Yosef, which is like together Yaakov Yosef is gematria near Chanukah. And this is the difference in how they came down to Mitzrayim, depending on the level of their Gilei HaKedusha. Yosef being a hidden tzaddik chaser aser panai, versus Yaakov, which is a clear manifestation of Elokos. Being that Yosef is the inyan of a hidden Kedusha. That we don't see on the outside or even on the inside the Kedusha of Yosef until we get Mamish Lefnai V'Lefnim, and there we finally able to see the hidden Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. That he concealed his Kedusha Haster Aster Ponai. This is really the tshuva and the answer to the questions which we began with earlier. That really this Kasha, this theory which we have of Vechi Kedusha, V'chiner Kedusha Yeshba. What about Haneiros Halalu Kodesh Hein? And how can we begin Haneiros Aleinu Anu Madlikim? And it's just a Zecher to the Niflos, and then finally when we get to the end, we say Haneiros Halalu Kodesh Hein. The Teretz is because when you first light the Ner Chanukah, you cannot see its Kedusha. But the Ner Chanukah, which is the Kedusha of Yosef, is a hidden Kedusha. That there's a certain element by the Ner Chanukah called Haster Aster Ponai. That in the same way, because of this Haster Aster, Yosef was able to go down into Mitzrayim, the Ner Chanukah is able to go Lamata Miasar Tzvachim, into the Rishus Rabim, into the Choyshech, because there are Levushim. That's why Ner Chanukah is Gematria Levush with the Koilel. That you have to be able to know a klal gadol about Ner Chanukah, that Ner Chanukah is gematria levush, that it wears garments. And so therefore, when you first light the Ner Chanukah, you only see Haneiros Halalu, you just see a Pashat Haner. And the Pashat Haner is just al anisim v'al aniflos, it's just a remez and a zecher to the Nes of Chanukah. But it's only after a few moments that when it catches fire and you're mistakel at the Ner, that and you see and you look into it carefully. That when you give a look, a deep look at the Ner Chanukah, you're able to see the Kedusha of the Ner. And that's the shift versus Haneiros Halalu Ala Madlikin. When we first are Madlik the Ner Chanukah, only later when we come to look into the lights are we able to see this is not Stamaner. Haneiros Halalu Kodesh and we learn Rishos Lishtamash from Elalir Oysam Bavad. But it's not apparent right away. And connected these two madrigas, we have a halacha that the Sfar Makdashim tell us, which is gleaned from Aaron's lighting the Ner Chanukah, to light it, Rashi says, that Api halacha, one is not supposed to light the Ner Chanukah by just touching the ash on the candle, on the wick, and then just to let it catch fire by that. You should hold your shamish there until the candle is completely lit. And the reason for that is because when you light the Ner Chanukah, it's not just alone to light it just a kol shehu, and then it catches fire, because if that's the case, then you're only producing the outer layer of the Ner Chanukah. But being madbig your ner, shamish to the ner, and you hold it there, you have to be megadol the pimiyus, the kedushas haner. But to do so, you have to get past the first two layers. You hold it there until you're madlik, but not just till you're madlik, until the place is niskala that you reveal the kedusha of the Ner Chanukah. That you should be able to see past the Gemara's havamina of v'chi ner kedusha yeshba. That's the chitzonius that havamina. And connected these madrigas, we have two brachas of Ner Chanukah. We have lahadlik Ner Chanukah and the chiv of areya levarach shasanisin laveisena bayomim hayuzman hazeh. That the mitzvah of lahadlik Ner Chanukah is to produce the outer layer. Haneiros Halalu anu madlikin. That's connected lahadlik Ner Chanukah. But the darga of chikedusha yeshba in its primius that there is real kedusha in it. That's connected haroya chayev levarich. Haneiros Halalu kodesh ela liroisim bavad. That when it's already niskayim and it's oimid al raglav, it's oilam e'elah, and you look into the ner, you're able to see the kedusha. that it's made its Kedusha on itself. But only after you get past those Levushim are you able to see, like the brother saw, at the beginning of the Heim Lahiki Ruhu, he's just a Tzatnas Paneach Rasha Dikat Tuma Dikat Melech in Mitzrayim. But when he removes his layers and he's Megala, the true colors of the Ner Chanukah, you're able to see Ani Yosef all along that he was just a Tzaddik and hidden Levushim all along. And this is the Shivchoi Shel Aaron Shel Eshina. The Shivcha Shel Aaron Shel Eshina is, and this is the Shivcha Shel Yosef Shel Eshina, the Shivcha Shel Yaakov Shel Eshina, that even though he goes into a Mitzrayim, he goes into very low places, that he doesn't change an iota. Yaakov, because he was holding in such a place that his Kedusha was so palpable, that he was not affected at all by his surroundings, or like Yosef, that he did what he needed to do to succeed, that he wore Levushim Agavi Levushim, Mahajim in a Mahajim. The word Mahajim is a Lashon Levush. Hoid Vahadur Levashta, it says. Mahajim in a Mahajim means that you're malbish yourself Levushim Agavi Levushim. And when the more Levushim you put on, the more Kedusha is Nisgala. And this is the reason why, perhaps, Ner Chanukah is a very big chiddush amongst all the mitzvahs in Torah, that it's neskabel literally b'chol tfutas Yisrael. Bein b'reformim, bein b'conservatim, it doesn't matter. Yidden adhere to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's mamash apela. And there's many ways and explanations why this is so. I think the most pashut reason is because, and part of the chiddush that it's only a mitzvah derabanan, it's not even a mitzvah deraisa. Another mitzvah which is so neskabel v'chol tfutas Yisrael, of course, is bris milah. And the reason why bris milah is so neskabel is because bris milah is a testimony to yahadus itself. That just like a ger needs a bris milah in order to be a Jew, that's the ikker. Otherwise, you have to explain why the conservatives and the reformer are not makbid on tefillah, right? They certainly don't go to the mikvah. But it's because really tefillah is secondary to bismillah. The real kedusha is bismillah, and tefillah is only to be machsher. And bismillah is chayiv karis, and at their core, they're margish, this chayiv karis. And not just the chayiv karis, but that the whole Yiddishkeit is totally on this nekuda, so they're machbid on it too. And the same thing is true with Ner Chanukah. That Ner Chanukah is 8 days, and it's shaykh to kedusha's bismillah. Which the Yivanim were goyzer on that. That's why it has a shaykhis to it. But in Pnimius, perhaps another reason is because they see Ner Chanukah as not being a threat at all. Because Ner Chanukah comes with many levushim. And they see only the layer of a chi, Ner Kedusha Yeshba, this habamina of, does really Ner Chanukah have a Kedusha? They're not threatened by it at all. It's just a pasha de Ner. But really, it's not a Pashat Aner at all. It just has many Levushim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Ner Chanukah and he gave him many Levushim. You know what it's like? It's like a person who has a very big machala, Rahman al-Itzlan, and he needs a very powerful drug. And usually powerful drugs, they come with a very terrible taste, but you really need it. So what do? You put it in a capsule. And when you put it in a capsule, you swallow it and it doesn't do anything. You can't taste it. Because if you were to taste it, you wouldn't be able to be soivah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a very big light called Ner Chanukah and he put it into many Levushim and he gave it over to every single Jew and he says, this is not going to hurt you at all. Just go ahead and swallow this. And that's what they do. They swallow this huge injection of Kedusha which goes into them. And it's literally being machshir them, the Lashon Chanukah is a hachana. Being machshir them to have be able to be toyim to be makabel the light of Mashiach. So we have to appreciate when we sit by the Ner Chanukah. This year we only have one more candle left, one more night which is left, to understand that in Chitzonius v'chiner Kedusha Yeshba. That's not a steer, because in Pnimius Halenu Rasul al-Kaidashin, we're sitting by a very great light. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to open up our hearts to be able to mekabel this light. We should swallow this pill very well. We should infuse all of our Ramach, Ivarim, Shasagidim, every single Jew, to be machshas, to be mekabel, to see that time when Hashem will unveil and to reveal the true colors of this light. So Ayosh Mashiach, Biyaskayal Tzarek, Miyav Aminu Amin.